Oil and Gas 360, Bebo Bevan. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Governor Bill Walker of Alaska. Governor, thanks for joining Oil and Gas 360 today.
You bet. My pleasure.
Governor, you have discussed in your state of the budget talk that about approximately 90% of Alaska's general fund comes from oil revenue, driven by oil price and production, of course. Could you talk about the current oil price slide that we're going through and the effect that it's having on Alaska?
Well, it's obviously it's significant. It virtually cuts our revenues in nearly in half, and it's rather sudden. We've certainly been through this before. There's been a period since the startup of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline in the late 70s when we've seen the downturn in the oil prices. So it's not new to us, and we just have to adjust for it. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. That brings up another question. I was going to ask you, how does this downturn compare to some of the previous cycles that the state's been through? How would you say Alaska's position, in 2015 compared to some of the past swings?
Well, in many ways, we're better positioned now than we were in the past, just because we have significant reserve accounts that have been built up that were wisely put aside during the high oil prices. And so we are drawing upon those. That's the good news. The bad news, we're drawing upon those in the rate of about $3.5 to $4 billion a year. So that's not going to be a long-term solution. What's different this time is we don't see this being sort of quite the short-term decline as we've seen in the past. We're going to be with this for a while, and so we need to work on sort of a long-term strategy associated with that.
Okay. Now, when you say long-term, how long are you thinking?
Well, certainly this will be multiple years, but I think what we want to do is make sure that we don't end up in this situation again, that we are not so highly dependent upon revenues solely from oil revenues.
Right. Yeah. No. The state has a good bit of other mining, of course, tourism, et cetera. How are those other industries progressing?
Well, the other industries are progressing fine. What is different though is we looked at this in the mid 80s. In 85, I think, was about one of the fairly significant downturn in the mid 80s, and as they looked at the long-term resolution of this, the price of oil began to rise, and then as it continued to rise, the issue was no longer on the table. So we're going to look at that as far as additional revenue sources to our state, for our state, other than solely on oil.
Okay. Governor, the U.S. Department of Interior recently upheld the 2008 lease sale at the Chukchi Sea, and that's going to allow Shell to move towards the next steps to advance its plans for exploration in the Arctic. This could open up a tremendous fiscal advantage for Alaska. How do you see that Arctic exploration, and the effect it'll have on the state?
Well, it'll certainly create some jobs, and that's good. It'll create some revenue in the private sector. It doesn't produce any dollars to the state. Sort of unique to Alaska is that our offshore development, we don't receive any share of that revenue. It all goes to the federal government. So unlike Florida, as an example, which receives 37.5% of the revenue, tax revenue offshore, goes to the state, we don't have that in Alaska. So that's something that we're working on. We're certainly very supportive of offshore, safe and responsible offshore development. But we also believe that we as a state should share in the revenues from that.
Okay. Governor, what has the state done in recent years to strengthen oil and gas industry in Alaska and attract new investment?
Well, I can only speak from December 1, that's when I was sworn in, so I'll sort of limit it to that. But what we want to do is I look at other states such as North Dakota, New Mexico, Texas, Wyoming, and I look at their permitting processes and how long it takes to get a permit to explore for oil, and it's rather shocking how quickly they can versus how long it takes us. Much of our land, 62% of our land, is federal land in Alaska, and the permitting process is multiple years, whereas in other locales, it's a matter of weeks, in some cases days, for permits to be issued. So what we want to do in this administration is look at ways that we can help expedite the process without, without cutting out or, removing the public process in any way. We don't want to do that. But we've got to come up with ways, we're working on ways of sort of bringing down the cost of doing business in Alaska on the oil exploration side.
Very good.
One of the ways that we're doing that is we're working with the federal government in ways that the state may be able to take participate in the infrastructure development up in the Arctic, such as building roads, access roads, et cetera, that would be used somewhat as a toll road for those companies that come in to develop. They may not want to build a road all of their own, but as we open up the Arctic with infrastructure and access, we would look at that. Of course, that would be only after consultation with the various tribes and communities that are in the area to make sure that that their concerns are taken into consideration as well.
Right, absolutely. Last question, Governor. How does one strike a balance between things like oil and gas development, other natural resource development, mining, et cetera, the economic side of running a state, and then, when you compare that at the same time to the need to protect the environment and natural beauty of your state?
Well, one thing, from every incident that takes place, we learn something from it. We certainly learn from the oil blowout in the Gulf, in the Southern Gulf, and what happened there and what prevention has come into play as a result of that. And also we learned also in the Exxon Valdez incident from that as far as how to do it safely. And unfortunately, we'd like to learn these things before there's a problem, but we learn from each of those, and now on the oil side we have certainly the safest transiting system, ship escort response and oil spill response system, I think, in the world here in Alaska. So we want to do it right. We want to do it properly. We believe we're absolutely confident that it can be. I will be very aggressive on being able to develop portions of the ANWR, Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, that specifically set aside for exploration. So we need to, what's frustrating for me a bit is that, Wyoming is the same approximate size as the North Slope of Alaska, and Wyoming has had, I believe, drilled 19,000 wells, and we've drilled about 600. So we know that there's lots of development opportunities, lots of oil exploration opportunities on the North Slope. We just need to make sure that we provide the appropriate infrastructure to assist those the next wave of companies coming into Alaska, which they are coming in as far as the independents. So it shortens the time between their acquisition of leases and being able to drill, and also brings their costs more in line with the opportunity.
Well, I know that's music to the ears of a lot of our readers, Governor, in the industry. So that's something that we can look forward to as things further develop for Alaska out there from the independents coming in and drilling. We want to thank you very much for spending some time with us today on a little quick update from Governor Bill Walker, Governor of Alaska. And, Governor, thank you very much for speaking with Oil and Gas 360.